This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRN reporting for the Oldies Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour update for today. On August 29th, I had the opportunity to attend the Kansas Corn Listing Tour in Wamego, Kansas, and I spoke with Derek Belton, who is the Kansas District 5 Commissioner for the Kansas Corn Growers Association. The following is a recording of some of the things he had to say about the fall crops.
My name is Derek Belton. I farm in northern Marion County. I live in Tampa, Kansas. I farm there with my dad. I'm on a family farm there. We raise corn, soybeans, wheat, and also run a cow-calf operation.
So how are your crops doing then?
So this year, it's been a lot of just in time. We've had some pretty timely rainfalls. Crops overall look pretty good in my immediate area. You know, as far as my district, I'm the District 5 Central Kansas Corn Commissioner. As far as my district, you go west of me not very far, it gets tough and rough real fast. Those guys are having another rough go, I think. Good. So, but we're just in a real small consolidated area. You know, as you go east from me, I think it gets even better. Crops overall look good. Had a good wheat crop. Just starting corn harvest. Good. Just tried a little this week. Probably look at getting into that depending on the rain tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe some more next week. So just kind of getting going. Think it's going to be a pretty good year for us.
When do you think you'll finish up with corn harvest?
So corn harvest it won't take us too long, probably a week or two, and we'll wrap a lot of that up as long as the weather holds. We'll get through that in a timely manner and kind of get ready for planting some wheat and cutting some soybeans. So they won't be far on the heels.
And is the corn going to grain? In the better areas.
Yeah, so most of our corn, in fact, all of our corn goes in through the local co-op there in Tampa. A lot of ours probably ends up as livestock feed, I would assume. Some of it may make it down to the ethanol plant, but I would guess the majority of the corn in our area is livestock feed.
What are the soybeans looking like?
Soybeans are kind of right behind the corn. They look pretty good. We're at a pretty good chance for rain tonight. We're hoping we get one. The early beans look good. Fat pods, you know, they look pretty decent. The double crops, they're kind of right there.
Okay.
They get another good rain. I think they could be good also. So shaping up to be all around a pretty decent year in our area.
How about moisture content on the corn?
Yeah, so the little bit I tried was dry. You know, we're looking at a pretty big crop in our area, so most of the corn's going to go on a ground pile. So they're looking for dry corn, probably 15% and under. So what I did try was dry. I got a little deeper in the field and it got a little wetter. So we're close. We're just not quite ready to roll yet.
This has been Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting for the Oldies Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour update for today.